This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Missions, the First Baptist Church of Algiers, and formerly out of New Orleans, Louisiana, but now we're in Walker. And we're happy to be back with you folks at this time. We're just happy to be able to come into your homes, your airplane, your boat, your wherever you are. But we're looking at the 15th verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And the scripture says, "And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came, they might have had opportunity to have returned." Now, I know that this is I don't know if it's controversial, but it's an interesting passage of scripture because I've had many people call me and ask me about it. So let's look there. Divine sovereign grace had called these folks, these Jews, out of Judaism to whom Paul was writing. They had submitted unto the righteousness of God in Christ, but divine judgment had not fallen on Judaism. The temple was still standing, and the judgment didn't fall till A.D. 70. This was written sometimes in A.D. 60, these verses that I'm speaking to you. The services were still carried on there in the temple with a patched-up veil, and that being so, there was a constant, get it now, perk up your ears, there was a constant appeal made to those Christian Jews to return back to Judaism. Come on back, they said, just like folks do here. Folks, occasionally I'll have folks tell me, say, why you don't come on back? Well, our folks have been asked, why you don't come on back? Because they've been called out of those religious world, called out of easy believingism, called out of those false doctrines and false notions. But listen, they say, what do you have in Christ? What do you have in this so-called Messiah? He was a false Messiah. Listen, Hebrews was written to show what the believer had in Christ. Now hold your seat. As old Trailblazer used to say, we're going to jump a creek. This is true regarding the Christians of our day. He's been called out from the world to follow Christ. But the judgment of God has not yet fallen upon the world and burned it up, according to 2 Peter 3:13. The judgment is yet pending. Old Protestantism is tottering on the brink of it. She's going down, my friend. And Judaism went down in A.D. 70. Protestantism is still floundering under the judgment of God. The world is still here, as you and I know it. We have skeptics say, well, I heard that many years ago that the Lord was coming. Well, he's coming. We see that God's children are still in the world. And listen, there comes that struggle. Oh, I have folks call me, Trailblazer, why? Why? Listen, there comes your battles, yonder at your place of business, there in the schoolroom, in the home, on the street. Everywhere you turn, you're made fun of because of your belief in the Lord. You're belittled. You're cried down, especially by the religious world today. Every pressure in the world is brought to bear on you to return back, and you stand alone. You're a fool, they say, a foolish one, following a man like you are crazy about. He's got you hoo-hooed and boo-hooed. Oh, listen, 1,001 things that folks bring to bear upon you. And many, many have left here and gone back. I say that. They've gone back. Gone back to the world. Many a young person has not been able to withstand the pressure that goes on to come on back to the world. And listen, why? Because they were not anchored in Christ. Now, you listen. You get this statement, my friend. And that's the reason that I don't let up. I can't let up. The old Trailblazer, I grow weary sometime because I see not much movement here, much movement. But then someone called me and said, you know, Pastor, the Lord saved me. I said, well, tell me about it, brother or sister. Tell me a little bit about it. They said, well, I was just an old sinner. I didn't know it until the Holy Spirit shined the light of the gospel into my heart. I come to see that I was a sinner. And we call that an awakening sinner here. And I have much criticism for that. And I was reading last week in one of Dr. Ironside's books, and he made this statement that no sinner is ever saved until he is awakened to his lost condition. And I have folks that criticize me for using that subject, using that text. But listen, let's go. Let's see what we got here. They said, I just don't let up. I don't let up. I can't. You say, come to me and say, Pastor, you made a statement today that cut me to the quick. I do that for one reason, my friend, that you may be rooted and grounded and confirmed in Christ. If they had been mindful, they could have returned. Just as these men refused to return to that false worship, so does a Christian renounce the world, refuse to return to it. How many so-called church members today straddle the fence? Oh, my friend, if you just could analyze the spiritual world today as I often do, and not critically. No, let's don't be critical. We're going to run into folks who don't understand. They've never been enlightened by the gospel. And then don't be critical of them, my friend. Love them. You know how you get folks to trust the Lord? You love them. Love them to death, my friend. Look over their faults. Look over their criticism. But listen. How many preachers have gone back to the world to pacify the world by returning back to that popular place they once were? Someone said, you know those messages that you've been bringing are not popular with the world today, Pastor. I know. Our message has never been popular here at Radio Mission. The Word of God has never been popular. No, it's never been popular. And I've been had letters telling me, well, I hear folks cussing the old Trailblazer. I hear folks criticizing the old Trailblazer and taking you for a skinning. But listen, that's all right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then we had, years ago, we'd have a station now and then cancel our broadcast because maybe something that I said was offensive to the manager or to the owner. The station managers are happy to have the old Trailblazer. I hear from them, and one from Sacramento, California, some from Michigan, some from Canada, all over the country. And those folks tell me, say, Trailblazer, just go. And I know it's a business with them, but listen, they appreciate the sound preaching. They appreciate the old Trailblazer, just an old country bumpkin, old corn pone that tells it like it is. I don't smooth around the edges and don't do the little lip service. No, my friend. I tell folks how it is. It's just something the old Trailblazer so proud of, I guess you could say, that the radio ministry of the world, the radio producers and broadcasters, many, many, many of them have let us know that they're happy with our broadcast. They are. Now, let me tell you something else. I don't need folks to come to my rescue. No, the Bible doesn't need to be rescued. All it needs to be proclaimed. It'll do the work. Proclaim it. Pastor, proclaim it. Don't hesitate. Don't preach the smooth things. I brought a message last week about what Isaiah said, that they want us to preach the smooth things. That's Isaiah 10:30, I believe it is, or 30:10. I'm not sure. I don't have it in front of me. But you go there and read it. And back in that day, in Isaiah's day, he was a prophet. He was a hard-nosed prophet. He didn't bite his tongue about anything. And I admire him. I admire old John the Baptist. He stood out there dressed in that leathern girdle and camel's hair. And he said he ate wild honey and locusts. And that bunch of preachers came out there one day to question him. And he looked them in the face and he said, "Ye generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" That's the old Trailblazer talking. I don't bite my tongue, my friend. I stand up behind my pulpit, hold my Bible in my hand, and I say, this is God's word. Believe it and be saved, or disbelieve it and be lost. Disbelieve it and be lost. Let me just make this statement before we run out of time. Maybe it'll catch your attention. You know the only thing the Lord has to do for you to go to hell is to leave you alone. Did you know the Lord doesn't have to save you? The Lord doesn't owe you anything. You may be the highest rolling preacher in the country. He doesn't owe you anything. You might have degrees behind your name long as my arm. That don't mean anything. The Lord is no respecter of person. He don't owe you. He doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't owe you the time of day. But my friend, what grace it is if he calls you to preach the gospel, then I tell you, don't back up. Don't back up, my friend. Listen. All you need to do is proclaim God's word. You don't have to defend it. It'll defend itself. God never asked us to defend. He said, preach it. What does he say? Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, rebuke. And oh, my friend, listen. That's all he tells us to do. You don't need to defend it. God's with us. He'll defend you and me. He'll protect us. How do you know? Listen. God's above us, beneath us, around us. And I like that verse. It says, he'd not put more on us than we can bear. He said, if they persecute you, they persecuted me first. Isn't that a great verse for you and me, Pastor? If they persecute you, they persecuted me first. And I tell you one thing, if you don't have any criticism, if you don't have any persecution, if everything runs smooth, you better go back and check up. You're not offending nobody. The Bible says that God's word is offensive. It's offensive, my friend. It hurts feeling. It does. When I come on the radio and bring you this verse, it says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. There's none righteous, no, not one. I get letters. I get emails. I get phone calls. Say, you old fool, preach on the love of God. Yes, yes. Preach on the love of God. I do, my friend. Oh, I love to proclaim the love of God that passes knowledge. And I'm happy to be back with you this morning. And I want to remind you of our Trailblazer broadcast now. You can hear it on our website, radiomissions.org. Many of you are familiar with that. Just click on radio broadcast there on the left side of your screen. And then when that comes up, look on the sermon archives. It'll give you a list of Trailblazer broadcasts over there, about a dozen of them. You can pick any date that you want. If you're not going to be home tomorrow when it comes on, go ahead and air and listen to it now. But remember, the old Trailblazer, going on day by day, preaching the gospel, not compromise. I can't compromise, folks. If I compromise with you, you'd go out lost. You would. You'd be lost. If nobody tells you the truth, my friend, you'll never know the truth. And then I want you to remember my website is radiomissions.org, and you can look there and see much information about the old Trailblazer. And then I asked you, if you want to give out good soundtracks, write me, and I'll send you a packet of Pastor Shelton booklets. We call them booklets. They're just tracks on every subject that you can imagine. Put two or three in your purse and or in the pocket of your car. Give them out when you go to town next week. And if you would, I'll send them to you. Write me, and I'll send you a title list. You can order them by title. But just remember the old Trailblazer with you and pray for me. But remember old Trailblazer's address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.